Neil Young and Crazy Horse. I want to live with the cinema. Love Earth Tour. Down by love. July 29th, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater. A rare opportunity to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse live. Always in high fidelity. On sale now at Ticketmaster. More information at neilyoungarchives.com.
We hope, we do, that Thanksgiving plays out just like a Hallmark movie. But just in case things go off script, my next guest has a few strategies to think about now. Dr. Liz Hill wants us all to remember, while we can't control those surrounding our table, we can control how we cope and how we respond. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving to you.
It's all in our control.
It is all in our control. You know, oh, this time of year always brings a little angst because there's just a lot of pressure on the food being just right and being the perfect hostess. And it's a ton of pressure. And I have a question for you.
What's
all right, to consider that I would love for you to think of each Thanksgiving guest around your dinner table with this question of, what have I been missing in this person, in this relationship that would really connect us? What have I been missing? And
what
looking
have I
for
been
that
missing?
Very thing. Yeah. Yes. Because there is so much. And we're always changing, right? In marriages, we're changing. And in all of our relationships, we're growing. And we're different than we were last year.
Well, and this is an opportunity. I think an opportunity in two ways. In some situations, you don't see the people that are around this table very often, right?
No,
it becomes an annual opportunity
right.
to break bread and to eat together.
Right.
And I think even those that we do see regularly, you know,
we kind of miss some things, right?
We do. And
yeah,
I think there's something formal
right.
about this particular meal yeah. that we can kind of squeeze meaning out of.
Yeah, great. What have I not noticed before?
What have I not noticed?
I'm going to notice today.
A few other strategies you're pointing us toward. First, you firmly believe that holiday harmony starts at home.
It does, right? Home base. So whether you're single or married, think about, you know, how am I going to stretch a little bit this year? If the gravy is ruined even, you know, how are we going to handle that as a couple? Let's set a precedence because our energy precedes us. People pick up on it.
Mm-hmm.
And teach your children also. Go over the Thanksgiving guest list and talk about the people that will be there and what you love most about them. And even help the kids have a peaceful playroom. You know, help them because there's bound to be some quarreling, right, over a favorite toy. Maybe help the oldest child really be in charge. Give them an SOS kit that might have, you know, it's kind of secret and private until they have to bring it out with some suckers or maybe a favorite toy and a timer so you can time it for each child to be
take
fair.
Turns.
Yes, where they don't have to involve a parent. They can really handle it themselves.
I actually love that charge to loop in even kids with
Absolutely.
This hosting mindset or with
yes.
this, you know, inclusion.
How do we want to show up as a family?
Yeah.
And it starts early.
I love that. All right, next strategy, expect and accept common behaviors.
Oh, yes. I think sometimes we make the biggest mistake of we think it's going to be different this year. We think that our cousin or in-law is not going to complain about how we do the turkey, you know, or how we make the dressing. But expect that we're all pretty much just how we are, right? And what if I could just accept this person how they are, where mm-hmm. they are, mm-hmm. and just leave it be and just enjoy those, like, oh yeah, that's what cousin Sue does. You know, she's got her own way of looking at dressing and recognizing that just they are who they are. And maybe think ahead, like, I'm going to ask Sue to bring a different kind of dressing this year. We're going to have more than one dressing,
mm-hmm.
you know, beat her at the punch if she really likes her own. Gosh, I would welcome that. But people are how they are. And I think it's just really important not to set yourself up for expectations of things are going to be so different.
Mark and I were just talking about this last night. We're binging Suits. We're behind the train on this show that everyone watched, I think, years ago.
Oh,
but
yes.
we were watching it. There was some conflict. And I said, I just don't understand when you get to a certain point in life why there isn't that acceptance of one
yes,
another.
Like, that's right.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
And we can laugh about it. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
ultimately, we just need to accept each other and celebrate what we can.
Well, that's very true. And I think getting to know people, you know, it kind of goes back to what have I been missing from this person? And really asking some of those questions of some of our older guests and even our younger guests. What were some of your favorite memories as a child? You know, what were the hard things you've gone through? What are the challenges that you've conquered? Getting to know them. Try to make an effort not to leave that Thanksgiving dinner without knowing something different about each guest.
I love that. All right, you want us to have an escape space.
Well, I think it's kind of nice to know that you can put your best foot forward, but you have that vision of the North Star of how you want it to be, right? But when you need a break from that loved one who continues to talk about how difficult life is, you know, and doesn't ask anybody else about how they're doing, you can be very gracious and just say, you know what? Sister Carol, I believe in you. You've got this. You've got what it takes. I know it bothers you that people aren't getting along at work because you're really good at bringing people together. I believe in you.
It's kind of the end comment.
End comment. And then when you need a little reprieve, you go to the powder room, you touch up your lipstick, you take a breath, you do some deep breaths, you do a prayer of grace, and again so that you can go and show up just the way that you had planned.
That you want to show up. Mm-hmm. Be genuinely curious. That speaks to the question at the beginning, yep. Like what have I missed about you? What do I need to know about you?
Looking at all the ages. Right? And sometimes we have at our Thanksgiving table, sometimes we have a teenager who's really into social media and they've got their phone underneath the table. They're kind of privately trying to look at it, right, at one end. And then we have a sports enthusiast at the other end who's really not even there. He's there physically, but he's trying to look at the TV in the other room that's on mute on the football game. He doesn't want to miss anything. We have experts at our table. We can learn from them. I really want to learn from my niece about social media. What does she love? What does she despise? I want to ask my uncle who loves football. Taylor Swift, do you think she's helping or hurting the NFL? What do you think?
There's a conversation starter.
Yeah, who do you think's going to win the Super Bowl? Yeah. Just get very curious about the people, and you have so much to learn.
Yeah. And in the final 30 seconds we have together, you say grace, but also give grace.
Oh, I love this word of grace, right? Grace means unmerited favor. Unmerited means undeserving, you know, and actually all of us are undeserving. None of us deserve all of us need grace, I guess I should say. And I think we need it from each other. Those are the people who know us best, who can really give it to us. And we can leave that Thanksgiving feeling a little closer, a little fuller, but a little happier that we had that chance to be together again. How blessed are we, right? Yes. Things change every year, and sometimes there'll be an empty seat. And we can talk about that person as well and also be grateful for really who is here.
I love it. I love it, Liz. Thank you so much. A beautiful message to carry into this day of gratitude. We're grateful for you.
I love you. I'm grateful for you.
Thank you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.